share with all brothers and sisters and friends here tonight my story and my wife's story in coming to the Lord.
因为时间的关系，我又想要跟大家分享一点点我的我们家庭的生活的方式的一部分。
This is only a portion of my long testimony. Since we have a short time this evening, I'd like to share with you a little bit about our marriage.
还有因为、我是南美洲人，所以我们的文化 有比较，就是不是比较，就是我们的文化有比较开我们的心跟别人分享，这个是对我们来说一个 很普遍的 很不同的事情。
As a Latin American, we are very open with sharing of our innermost thoughts.
但是 我了解、有的时候我们在、华人就是台湾人的文化就有的时候没有这样子，所以我就跟大家分享这部分，这样子不会有被笑，就是哦，为什么他说那么的家庭的故事的一部分。
And we may be a little bit surprised because as in the Taiwanese or Chinese culture, we are quite private about our family matters. And so I just wanted to let everyone know that I am opening up so I can glorify the Lord's name.
先我想跟大家分享，我跟太太以前都在外判的教会的时候，我们在一个外判教会的，这是基督徒教会。在那边就婚礼就是结婚。
So I just wanted to share that first I had gone to other Christian churches before coming to True Jesus Church.
那个时候我们就住在台湾，在那边在民雄嘉义。
And my wife and I dwell in the city of 民雄 Taiwan.
从我们开始我们的家庭的时候，常常有很多不同的看法，因为文化不同啊，想法不同，还有年纪也不同。
So, we had a lot of conflicts to work through because we had an age gap, we had a language gap, and we had a cultural gap.
还有，这部分我没有开心跟大家分享，但是，我们从第一天结婚那一天晚上，我们就开始提到一个字，就是离婚。
So this is something that I'm very reluctant to share, is that from the very first evening of our wedding date, we started to mention one word repeatedly, and that one word is the word divorce.
因为我们的关系，我们那时候到聚会，那个外办的教会，回家的时候，我们常常有吵架，因为我太太好像都看重就是牧师的话，都是听牧师的话，但是他那个时候我觉得他没有听我的话，就是。
One thing that I was especially impatient with was the fact that my wife seemed to listen to the pastor of the church more than the words that I as a husband spoke.
因为我知道圣经说就是我是家庭的头，所以 我以为他会听我的话，但是他跟我说，那个时候跟我说没有，因为他是神的仆人呢，他跟我说什么我一定要做这个，先要听他的话才有听你的啊，那个让我很伤心啊。
My wife's reasoning was that because even though according to the Bible that I was the head of the householdShe said that he is a servant of God, so I must obey the words of the servant of God over my own husband. And her such words really hurt my heart.
因为我从小的时候，我想要有一个我的家庭，可以结婚以后，我可以就永远不会离婚。我想要，因为我小的时候，我的背景是长大家庭的背景，就是我妈妈爸爸就是很少就有离婚呢。所以我想要我跟太太有很安静的一个家庭，没想到是很难呢。
So, since I was young, because I saw my broken family and how my father and mother was divorced from very early, I've always wanted to have the ideal marriage life. I've always dreamed of having the perfect marriage where we would dwell together and will never separate.
那个时候我们的最 困难的事情是因为我想要就是控制我太太的行为，我想要她宝贝那些对我来说很重要的东西都是时间，但是那个时候她花就是在电脑的面前她花很多时间，我觉得很浪费时间，所以我们因为有小事情就常常吵架。
And so, for example, one of the things that I was trying to do was to control her as much as possible, and especially not her use her time. And one thing that she used her time a lot on was on the internet. And to me, that was a really futile waste of time.
那时候我就开始我们的关系越来越不好，我开始常常发笔记，就有的时候我开始很生气。小事情就让我很生气，快要动手动脚啊。
So at that time, little things became big things of conflict, and we would have such heated arguments. Sometimes we might even want to use our arms and legs to do something to one another.
那个时候，我太太最讨厌的一个我那个时候我一个态度还有一个动作，就是我生气的时候，我又可以。搭那个墙壁，还有用大力摔门。
So one of the things that my wife hated me to do was to use my fist and punch the wall or slam the door.
所以我就那个时候最多做的动作就是那个，我就生气的时候，比如说回家，我从上班还是从读书回家的时候，我们吃的东西还没有准备好，我就发脾气，又开始嘣，就是嘣。我没有讲话，就是做这样子的动作。
So anytime I was upset, the two gestures I would have would be to hit the wall or to slam the door. And so, for example, if I came home and dinner wasn't ready, I wouldn't say a word, but I would punch the wall and I would slam the door.
还有那个时候，我常常问我太太。你今天有没有读圣经吗？你今天有没有祷告吗？你花了多久的时间祷告？还有，你今天有没有跟别人传福音吗
？So every day I'll come home and pressure her with questions like, how long did you read the Bible today? How long did you pray? Did you go preach today?
但是她常常用的方式回答说，艾瑞克，你呢？
And then, so her response to me would always be, Eric, what about you?
那个是让我很讨厌，因为我自己知道我也没有那么认真祷告，也没有那么认真读圣经。
Because her question made me feel bad because I know myself I did not study the Bible very well, will pray very earnestly either.
感谢主耶稣，我们那段的时间因为遇到很多困难，遇到很多问题，在那个外邦的教会，我们感觉到需要就是找另外的一个地方聚会。
Because we had so many conflicts and problems, so we were Christians at the various different Christian churches. We felt that we needed to move on to maybe look for a different church.
我们到了好那个时候在台。就是在嘉义去很多很多的不同的教会的名字们，然后呢，但是都没有达到平安。
So we tried many different churches in the city of 嘉义. We tried different do and visit different churches, but we never received the peace, and so we kept moving on.
所以有一次我跟太太说，可能我们在台湾没有办法找一个教会，到那边聚会，可能最好的是我们就留在家，两个人啊，看圣经啊，祷告，所以我们就决定做这样子。
And so since we could not find a church to be our home, so we decided, how about we just read a Bible and pray and study on our own instead of going to any particular church?
读圣经的时候，我们发现对神来说。做安息日有多么的重要，所以我跟太太决定要在家里要做，就是做安息日。
As we were studying the Bible, we learned of the truth of the Sabbath, how important it is to keep the Sabbath day, and so, which is Saturday, and so we decided, as a couple to keep the Sabbath day from then on.
后来我们在那边祷告， 禁食祷告做安息日，有一天我记得有在民雄有一个真耶稣教会，我看大家说啊，我现在想起来了，有一个教会他们做安息日，你要不要我们去那边吗？他说好啊。
So during this time of studying the Bible and praying and even fasting, one day I suddenly awoke with knowledge that there is a church in Taiwan that keeps the Sabbath, and it is True Jesus Church.
我跟太太到那边，从第一次到真耶稣教会，我发现有聚会以后，我们回家，我得到很大的平安。
And from the first time that we entered True Jesus Church, we found that we were experiencing the peace that we had been searching for.
后来我们慢慢开始了解主耶稣，开始打开我们眼睛，了解真耶稣教会的道理，还有传道跟我们分享好多。后来我们就是过了几个月以后，我们决定要休息，我们就在民雄休息。
And so after several months of seeking the truth, studying the Bible with a preacher and also attending services, we decided to be baptized.
我们休息以后，我们的生活的方式开始改变了，改变了很多。
And after we were baptized, our lifestyles changed dramatically.
我个人跟神的关系开始有越来越好，好像我跟神还比较近，还有我跟佩佩是我太太的名字，我跟佩佩的关系也比较好一点。
I could sense that I was closer to the Lord between me and the Father in heaven. I also sensed that there was a closeness between me and my wife.
我刚刚说是好一点，是因为我还有那个以前的时候的生活的方式的影响啊，所以那部分还有让我很麻烦啊。
But we still had lifestyle conflicts that continued.
我们那个时候从民雄搬到台北到牧插教会，我们因为我找了一份工作在台北，所以我们搬家。
So we moved from the city of Minsheng in Taiwan to the city of Taipei because I found a job there.
我的工作的内容就是有很多东西要做，我开始天天很忙耶，好忙耶。
So after I began my job, I became very, very busy and I didn't have any time.
因为我真的喜欢有一个工作，我感觉到我会做很多事情，所以那个时候开始天天从早上到很晚都在工作。
And so I would work from very early in the morning to very late at night because I really enjoyed my job.
那个时候越来越离开就是读圣经的习惯，还有越来越没有祷告，也没有时间跟太太聊天，我就是回家又是吃一个饭，然后呢跟他说啊晚安，就是这样子。
So because I was working for most of the day, I stopped less and less of praying, less and less of reading the Bible, and even have no time to talk with my wife anymore. I would come home, eat my dinner, and say good night.
过了几个月以后，我就还在礼拜六到教会做安息日。
And after several months, I would still go to Sabbath on Saturday.
但是我到聚会的时候，我真的都是为了睡觉休息。
And so when I go to church, it was as if to catch up on my sleep, so I would rest at church.
连祷告的时间跟传道分享，我都在睡觉。
And so during a sermon or during a prayer, I would be sleeping.
我只有影响听到一句话说好各位弟兄姐妹今天的聚会到这边，我就马上醒过来的。
So every time I heard the message, here concludes our service today, I would immediately wake up.
因为我真的好累。
Because I was so tired.
但是那个时候我太太跟我的关系也开始好累。
But then at that time, our relationship also became very fatigued.
有一次在我们的牧测教会有灵恩会的时候有圣餐礼。圣餐礼。圣餐。
So one time during our spiritual convocation in the True Jesus Church in Muzha, we had our Holy Communion.
那一天是那么的重要但是那个时候我真的不太了解有多么的重要因为我都在很忙。
Even though Holy Communion is a very sacred event that I needed to attend, I didn't understand the severity of the event, so I didn't treat it as being very important.
我太太那个时候鼓励我要说她跟我说 Erica, 一定要到这个地方那一天我们需要到那边因为主耶稣会帮助我们主耶稣会做很多奇妙的事情。
And so my wife kept encouraging me to attend the service, to go to Holy Communion, that God will bless us with many miraculous blessings if we go.
那一天早上我跟太太说你先到教会我大概20分钟以后我起来我就到你们那里。
And so I told my wife, why don't you go first? About 20 minutes later, I'll follow you.
一个半小时以后我还在睡觉。
And an hour and a half later, I was still asleep.
是我太太让我醒了，她跟我说：“啊，你有没有跟我说你快要到教会吗？”
And then my wife woke me up and said, "Didn't you say that you're going to be coming to church? How come you didn't come?"
因为我那么累，我开始不舒服，我们开始吵架。我跟她说：“啊，你自己去就好了。”
And so we started to have an argument, and I said, "Why don't you go yourself?"
那一天我太太拿了她的护照还有一些小包包也没有跟我说什么就离开家。
And so that day, my wife didn't say anything. She just took her passport and some of her little things and she left home.
然后呢她从机场来过电话。
And then she called me from an international call.
From airport.
Oh, from the airport.
对。然后呢他跟我说 Erica 我要回妈妈的家我要回马来西亚
And she said Eric I'm going to go home to Malaysia to my mom's house
我开始很生气跟他说如果你离开台湾请你不要担心回来
And then I told her fine if you want to leave don't ever come back
因为我是那么的生气我以为他听到那句话他会害怕就会说好啊好啊但是他又挂电话。
When I said that, I thought it would threaten her and so she would change her mind and come home, but instead she just hung up on me.
所以那一天晚上我发现我太太离开了我。
And that night I realized my wife was gone.
那时候我也有时间发现我的身体有很多很多病。
I also found out that I had a lot of sickness from working too hard on my body.
还有我跟神的关系是那么好像好远啊我没有办法跟他互相祷告也没有办法跟他祷告。
I realized that I was also very far from my Father God in heaven.
过了几天以后有一天晚上我又回到家我再想一想那一天我太太离开了我身体也有很多不舒服可能是因为这个太太跟我的关系是 这个太太给我这样子啊所以是她的错我应该要跟她离婚呢要跟她离婚以后就找到另外的人就跟她结婚可能会有很开心啊
So several nights later, when I was thinking, look at me, my body is ill and I'm feeling bad and it is all her fault. So maybe I should just divorce her and find someone else to marry and I'll be much happier.
我开始用那个想法，那句话，就是让我安慰，我自己安慰。
I was trying to comfort myself with such words.
所以我开始有达到一些很开心啊。因为我觉得好 有可能我需要的是一个新开始的感觉。
And then I started to feel hopeful because I thought, yes, that will be a fresh new start, just what I need.
那天晚上我就很开心回房间那边睡觉。
And so happily, I went back to my room and go to sleep.
睡得很舒服。
And I slept very well.
但是大概早上六点的时候，有一个很大的声音跟我说 Erica!
And it was about 6 a.m. in the morning. I felt like I heard a voice, and that voice was very stern and loudly said, call my name, Eric. Eric.
那个声音，我不需要知道从谁跟我讲，因为我知道是那么大的，有那么多力量的声音，我知道是主耶稣。
I immediately recognized that it was the sound and the voice of Lord Jesus. No one else need to tell me because it had so much power and authority in his voice.
听到那个声音以后，我马上跟他说，主耶稣，你知道我爱你。
As soon as I heard that voice, I replied, Lord Jesus, you know how much I love you?
但是他断我说，为什么你越来越离开我？
But he cut me off and he said, why have you drawn further and further away from me?
然后呢，他再一次说 Eric。
He called me again, Eric.
我再一次想要跟他说，主耶稣，你知道我爱你。
I wanted to say again, Lord, you know I love you.
他再一次跟我说，他再一次说，就是打断我说，为什么你越来越离开我？
But again, he kept asking me, why did you leave me?
他就没有讲其他的话，但是我开始了解，因为对主耶稣，我没有办法跟他说我爱他，他没有办法接受那句话。
Because I know that there is no excuse when I'm in front of the Lord. There is nothing that could allow me to say I really love him.
因为我没有办法爱一个我可以摸得到的人，看得到的人，在我的旁边当我的太太，我怎么会有跟主耶稣说我爱他？因为我没有办法看或是摸到他。
Because if I cannot even love my wife who is next to me that I can touch, then how can I even love the invisible God who I cannot touch?
那一天早上，我没有办法控制我的身体，都在发抖。
And all of a sudden, I couldn't control my body and started to shake.
还有我的眼睛流了眼泪啊，我不是故意的，就是我自己开始这样子。
And I started to sob and cry.
所以那天早上，我跪着祷告，跟主耶稣认罪、悔改。
That morning, I immediately knelt down to repent of my sins, confess my sins before the Lord.
还有请他原谅我。
To ask the Lord to forgive my sins.
那一天我就开始跟太太联络。
Then I initiated a communication by calling my wife.
我开始跟她说对不起。
I started to tell her how sorry I am.
还有请她原谅我。
I asked her to forgive me.
还有请她回家。
And I asked her to please come home.
这件事情就是一年以前发生的。
And this happened just 1 year ago.
就是十月二十号。
It was October 20th.
那个时候我太太回来家以后，我们经我们的那边的传道到我们家。
And at that time after she came back,The preacher came to visit our home.
我们跟传道分享我们的问题。
And we share with the preacher our problems.
然后呢，传道很简单跟我说，艾瑞克，你要不要把你的所有的问题放在主耶稣的手里面吗？
And the preacher asked me, do you want to lay all your questions and burdens in the hands of the Lord?
然后呢他很简单说但是 Erica 要准备预备你的心因为你要请主耶稣来。
The preacher said you have to prepare your heart because you're asking the Lord to come into your life to fix things.
我跟传道说好啊。
And I said to the Lord, said the preacher, yes, I'm willing.
我们就很简单在家里祷告。
And so we all knelt down together to pray.
那个是礼拜日的下午。
And that was Sunday afternoon.
我礼拜一去上班到办公室。
And then
早上。
That morning when I went back to work,
我老板跟我说 ,Erica 来我的办公室。
And my boss called me into his office.
就那一天早上他就请我走路了。
And he fired me from the job.
我那一天我那时候我觉得太严格了。主耶稣对我很严格。
And then I could feel that the hand of God was in this, but I felt he was very severe to me.
因为那个工作是那么好啊，而且我跟办公室合约一年，本来觉得大家都很开心，我的老板也很开心啊，但是忽然间就是这样子。
Because I really enjoyed the job and we had a one-year contract, how could it be?
后来就开始有时间为了读圣经。
And then I have more time to read the Bible.
到教会聚会。
You go to church to attend service.
我就开始在聚会的时候不需要睡觉也不需要休息。
And so during service, I no longer fell asleep.
那个时候我就开始了解主耶稣的旨意对我的家不这个家庭的旨意。
And then I realized that the will of God toward my family.
因为我开始真的认真到教会聚会祷告还有就是读圣经还有我跟太太开始一起祷告我们的关系开始越来越好开始进步。
And so as I started to draw nearer to God, by reading, praying, and attending church, also praying together with my wife brought us closer again.
从那个时候起到现在我就不用那个大力摔门。
From that time forwards, I never have to slam the door again.
也没有打墙壁。
I never have to punch the wall again.
有的时候我还有一点的那个发脾气。
Sometimes I may have my little temper tantrums.
但是我就快跟太太说对不起。
But then I will quickly apologize to my wife.
因为我记得我听到的声音是那么的有力量。
Because I always remember the voice that spoke to me.
我不想要下次听到那个声音，我知道耶稣不是开心跟我说话。
I wish not to hear that voice again, scolding me, rebuking me again.
我想要下次他又开心跟我说话。
I want to hear his voice, to be pleased with my behavior.
我的身体的健康接回来的。
And then God also healed me of my physical illnesses.
我这个时候我就什么都可以吃。
And now I can eat, things normally again.
因为我在台北的时候，我在那个工作的时候，什么都有问题，我常常我的肠胃有流血。
Because during that time, I often had, ulcers and I would bleed in my intestines.
但是感谢主耶稣给我这个恩典，知道他的旨意。
So I really thank the Lord Jesus for healing my diseases.
所以我今天想要就是最后跟大家分享一个圣经的一部分。
And then finally, I want to share a verse with you all.
就是在马可福音第十章。
And it's in Mark chapter 10.
第六节。
Verse 6.
请姐妹。读一下
But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
Amen. Okay. 各位弟兄姐妹，感谢主耶稣给我这个今天这段的时间啊，请主耶稣祝福每一个人，也请主耶稣给你们啊平安。
May the Lord bless all of you with peace and for thank God for this time to be together.
还有如果结束了这个活动以后想知道更清楚你们就可以跟我太太问她跟她聊一聊。
If you like more detailed information, you can talk to my wife later.
但是你们会知道都是真的。
And you will know that the things that have happened is really true.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
感谢神Eric 给我们这么好的分享跟见证。
Thank God for his wonderful testimony.
那我们接下来邀请梁传道为我们做一个福音短讲。
So now we invite Pastor Liang to share with us the message.
现在把时间交给梁传道。
感谢主，今天晚上我们听到很美好的见证。
Thank God for the wonderful testimony we heard tonight.
见证就是我们对神很实际上的体验。
And testimony is to share with the practical experiences that we have with God.
神虽然看不见，
although God is invisible,
但是神可以体验得到。
But God can be experienced.
我们要信主耶稣有三条路可以走的。
And when we want to believe in Lord Jesus, there's three routes that we can take.
我们来看约翰一书的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰一书第一章的第一节。
First John chapter 1 verse 1.
论到从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这里约翰在介绍生命之道。
Here in verse 1, John is sharing about the gospel of life.
生命是看不见的。
That life is something that's invisible.
道也是很抽象的。
And the way is something that is abstract.
但是他接下去说，是我们所听得见、看得见，也摸得到。
But yet he says this word of life is something that we can hear, we can touch, and we can see.
为什么？
Why does he say that?
第二节。
Verse 2.
这个生命已经显现出来。
The life was manifested.
我们也看见过。
And we have seen.
就现在要做见证。
And bear witness.
那这个生命已经显现出来，就是主耶稣，就是神成为人来地上。
When it says the life was manifested, it's referring to the fact that Lord Jesus has become flesh, so that he is in this world, so we can see him now.
那主耶稣既然成为人，跟你我一样。
And when he became flesh, a human being just like you and me.
那既然是人，所以就是看得见。
And when he became a human, we can see him.
那也听得见。
We can hear him.
也摸得到。
We can touch him.
所以我们今天要相信主耶稣。
And so today, when we want to believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
三个方法。
There's three ways.
第一个，听得见。
First, we can hear him.
就是我们来听主耶稣讲的话。
We can hear the message that is spoken by Lord Jesus.
主耶稣一生只有讲过差不多600句的话。
And during the lifetime of Jesus, 600 words were recorded in the Bible.
就是记载在四福音里面。
And it's recorded in the four Gospels of the Bible.
那你如果我们如果读英文的，有的主耶稣讲过话用红的字把它印出来。
If you read the English version of the Bible, you'll see that his words are colored in red.
主耶稣讲的话比孔子的《论语》里面的还短。
And the words of Jesus are shorter than the teachings of Confucius.
但是主耶稣讲的话到现在震撼全世界的人。
Yet the words of Jesus have shaken the world.
每一个角落的人都在读他的话。
All the humans, people living in all corners of the earth.
因为他讲的话就是真理。
Because his words are truth.
那个真理就是安定在天，直到永远。
His truth is firm in heaven until eternity.
天就是世界每一个角落。
And his heaven represents all the corners of the earth.
直到永远就是历史的每一个时刻。
Until everlasting, meaning all times of history.
主耶稣讲的话非常有力量。
The words of Jesus carry much power.
因为他的话叫真理。
Because his word is the truth.
所以人生最宝贵的是什么？
And so what is the most precious thing in this life?
就是寻找到真理。
It is to find the truth.
那个永远不会改变的那个道理。
The truth that is unyielding, unchanging, and never, always the same.
那这个真理啊，会影响我们的一生。
And that truth will change our life forever.
因为有真理，我们对人生看得很清楚。
Because of truth, we can see and perceive human life for what it really is.
啊，因为有真理，我们可以对神了解得很清楚。
Because of truth, we are able to understand God more perfectly.
所以为什么我们需要有一个信仰？
And so why is it that we need a belief today?
因为主耶稣讲的话是真理。
Because what Lord Jesus spoke is the truth.
是永远不会改变的法则。
Truth will never change.
这是最宝贵的。
And this is the most precious.
这是我们听得见的。
This is something we can hear.
那主耶稣也是我们看得见的。
We can also see Lord Jesus today.
比方说他今天见证。
For example, his testimony today.
我们从他的见证，你可以看到他信耶稣。主耶稣在身上的作为。
And from hearing his testimony, we can see the work of Jesus in his life.
这是神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
现在的婚姻啊，很多人不到几年就破碎了。
Many marriages today are made to be broken in a few years.
他从结婚那一天晚上开始就提到离婚了。
And so likewise, from the day he was married, that evening they already discussed divorce.
但是现在在他见证的时刻里面，他觉得他的婚姻比以前更好。
But yet he is able to enjoy such sweetness in marriage now.
这是神的作为。
And this is the work of God.
这是看得见的。
This is something that you can see.
如果耶稣不是神，
if Lord Jesus is not God,
怎么有可能一个人开始来寻找主耶稣，来寻找真的教会，他的婚姻会改变呢？
How is it that if he was a person that is searching for the Lord and looking for a church could actually transform his life in this way?
耶稣现在升到天上去。
And today we know the Lord Jesus has ascended to heaven.
但是他的身体还在地上。
But his body is still on this earth.
他的身体是什么？
What is his body?
他的身体就是教会。
His body is the church in this earth.
这是《以弗所书》里面讲的。
In accordance with Ephesians.
所以我们相信耶稣很好。
So we believe that Lord Jesus is good.
但是我们如果找到耶稣的身体。
But we need to look for the body of Christ.
这个身体有神的同在。
And this body has the abidance of God.
有神的能力。
Has the power of God.
所以我们在这个身体里面呢，可以体会到神很清楚的恩典。
And we can clearly experience the divine blessings of the Lord in this body.
那这个恩典在我们生活当中大家看得到。
And these blessings can be witnessed by many as it's manifest in our life.
这是让我们能够很清楚相信说信神信主是好的。
And so we can clearly see that believing Lord Jesus is a good thing.
因为主耶稣的作为太伟大。
Because the works of Lord Jesus is so great and magnificent.
我们只看到一个人信仰会让他变成越来越好。
When we see a person's faith has made such transformation in his life.
我们没有看过一个人因为信耶稣他的人生变得越来越糟糕。
We have not seen a person that after they believe in Jesus become much worse.
如果看到一个人的人生越来越糟糕，常常就是因为他不信，或者他信了，他离开神。
But if we see a person after they believe in Jesus that they become more and more decadent, it is because they actually do not believe or they actually departed from Lord Jesus.
如果我们真的信，再亲近他，我们的生活都会越来越好。
If we truly believe and we make the effort to draw closer to him, then our lives should change.
为什么？
For the better. Why is this?
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's look at James chapter 1.
一章的十六节。
James chapter 1 verse 16.
雅各书第一章的十六节。
James chapter 1 verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄，你们不要看错了，十七节。各样美善的恩赐跟全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。这十六节说不要看错了。
Verse 16 says do not be deceived.
英文不要 be deceived， 不要被受骗了。如果有一个人说信仰不重要，
If a person says faith is not important，
那我们相信呢，我们就被骗了。
Then if we believe that, then we have been deceived.
信仰啊是好的。
To have faith is good.
为什么？是季节。
Why? Because of verse 17.
美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
这个上头就是指的神。
And this above refers to God.
从神来的是美善的。
What is from God is wonderful.
从神来的是全备的。
From what is from God is complete.
所以一个人如果去追求神。
And if a person pursues after this God.
那神的这个美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐就会降临在他的生活中。
Then this good gift and every perfect gift will then descend on his family.
所以你就可以看到他的生活越来越好。
And you can see the prosperity in his own family.
所以信仰带给人的积极正面的效果，是我们在世界上钱财教育没有办法取得的。
And so what a faith could bring in transformation to a family's life is not something that you can buy or learn from education.
钱财跟教育有它的功用，但是到一定程度之后就发挥不了作用。
Of course, money and education has its uses, but to a certain extent, it will be, become not so powerful.
那一个再上去一个阶段就是信仰的力量。
But beyond what is the capability of money or education, then we need to rely on the power from above.
这个再上去的那一层不是钱跟学识能够取代的。
And at that higher level, it is not something that we can earn through worldly means.
就刚刚Eric 见证了，他有很好的教育啊。
So as we heard in the testimony, he had good education.
有的人经济也不错啊。
He also had a good finance.
但是婚姻就是有问题。
But then his marriage had a problem.
家庭就是有问题。
His family had a problem.
那一直到找到主耶稣，就越来越好。
Until finally he found Lord Jesus, and then became better.
所以我们所相信的神是你看得见，你看得到他进到一个人的生命之后，他有什么改变。
And so when we see Lord Jesus work in a person's life, we can actually witness the work of our God.
那第三个就是信仰是摸得到的。
And thirdly, this truth, this word of life can be touched.
所以摸得到就是可以体验得到。
What does it mean to be touched? It means that you can personally experience it.
所以我们今天在这里讲的不是在学校修一门课很空洞的理论。
And so what we speak of today is not some philosophy that you take in class.
神的存在是很有权柄，很有力量。
The presence of the Lord is very real.
神是无所不在的。
God is omnipresent.
神是无时不在的。
He is present all the time.
所以我们如果对他有信心。
And so today, if we have a simple faith,
我们在每一个时刻里面，在每一个地方都可以体会到他的能力。
No matter where we are and what time it is, we can always experience Him.
所以神虽然看不见，但是你听人在讲他对神的体验的时候，可以把他讲得活起来。
And so when you hear others testifying about the work of God, you can see that he is actually alive.
因为他真的摸到了。
Because he really touched him.
他真的体验到了。
He really experienced him.
所以他把他的体验讲出来，让你没有办法否定说没有神。
So when you hear his story, you'll know that you cannot deny that there is a God.
虽然从这个理性上你把他推，把他否定没有神。
And you can use all your thoughts and logic to try to deny the presence of God.
但是等你摸到神的时候，你就知道这个神是超越你理性能够了解的。
But once you personally touch the Lord yourself, then you'll know that it's actually beyond your own understanding and logic.
你告诉小孩子电是什么，他根本就不懂。
If you tell a child about electricity, they can't fathom what you're saying.
但是他摸到插头电了，他就知道有电。
But once they touch it and they're hurt, they'll know what is electricity.
这超越他的理性。
Because it is beyond his understanding.
所以我们等一下祷告。
And so later we're going to pray now.
这个神的灵啊，很有能力。
The spirit of God is very mighty.
那这神的灵会降到人的身上。
And God's spirit can also descend on people.
圣经记载耶稣升天以前。
The Bible records that before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
应许他的门徒。
He promised to his disciples.
我要把我的灵降在你身上。
I will put my spirit in you.
结果他们就看到耶稣升天了。
And then they witnessed that Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
就开始祷告了。
And they started to pray.
祷告差不多十天。
And after we prayed about 10 days,
神的灵大有能力从天上降下来。
For the first time in human history, the power of the Holy Spirit came down on the earth.
得圣灵被圣灵充满。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
结果那个3000个人生活都改变了。
And 3,000 people who believed that day, their lives were completely transformed.
而且神迹奇事充满。
And many miracles and signs.
神真的活在他们中间。
Showed that Lord Jesus really lived in their lives.
因为圣灵浇灌在他们中间。
Because the Holy Spirit filled among them.
所以今天呢，我们在教会里面一个非常重要的体验。
And so one of the experiences that we must have in church today.
如果教会是耶稣的身体。
If the church is indeed the body of Christ,
身体应该要有灵魂。
Then the body will have a spirit.
耶稣的灵就是圣灵。
Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
我们可以摸得到的那个圣灵，可以体验得到的圣灵。
The spirit we can touch, we can experience personally.
所以我们最后结束的时候，要用一起圣灵来祷告。
And so in conclusion, we are going to pray in the spirit.
但是还没有祷告之前呢，我想因为我们听到他的见证，还有一些我们有的也去过教会，有什么问题我们可以提出来讨论。
Before we pray, we like to take any questions that you may have, because I know some of you have been attending some of our services. So if you have questions, please feel free to ask.
几分钟的时间哦，有任何一个问题都可以提。
Any question is welcome. So the question is, what is the manifestation of Holy Spirit? Is it something that you're doing yourself?
好，我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传第二章的第一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。第二节。
Verse 2.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满他们所坐的屋子。第三节。
Verse
3. 又有舌头如同火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节。
Verse 4.
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。这个地方记载第一次圣灵降临。
Here it records in these four verses the very first time when the Holy Spirit descended.
这个第一次啊，就是一个榜样。
And this very first time is a model for all of us to follow.
那第一次圣灵降临啊，他说好像有一阵风吹过。
So when receiving Holy Spirit, it's like a wind that is blowing through.
这个神的灵啊，就是很有力量的一个气息。
The Holy Spirit is a very powerful breath of wind.
是属灵的，不是物质的风。
It is a spiritual wind, not a physical wind.
那这个神的灵一吹过去。
And as the Spirit of the Holy Spirit passes through you.
他们就看到好像有个意思，好像石头，好像火焰显现出来。
They witness visions of what seems like tongues of fire.
然后他被圣灵充满。
And set upon them, and then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
就说出奇异的舌音。
Here the translation should say that the Spirit gave them tongues and unknown tongue.
就是你的舌头没有办法卷动啊，不是自己学的啊，没有办法卷动跳动起来讲一种听不懂的话，圣经叫做说方言，这样跟神在交通。
And this tongues is an utterance given by the Holy Spirit, something that we can't understand what it means, but it is given by a spirit.
所以圣经说，说方言是对神说的。
And that's what the Bible says, speaking tongues is spoken to God.
但不是对人说，所以我们听不懂。
It is not spoken to men, so that's why we cannot understand it.
但是在讲说各样的奥秘。
But it is speaking about mysteries of the Spirit.
为的是要造就我们自己。
The purpose is to edify ourselves.
而且圣灵一降临的时候，他们也身体会动啊，因为是看得见。
And also when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, their body will shake.
很有能力啊。
It is vibrating as a result of the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵一降临，你舌头会自然卷动，说方言，身体会震动。
And so the two manifestations that when you pray, the Holy Spirit will allow you to speak in a utter in a tongue, and also your body will vibrate.
神志很清醒。
But you're very clear in your mind.
随时都可以听。
You can stop anytime.
这是一个非常奇妙的体验。
And this is a miraculous, experience.
这是圣经的记载。
And this is as recorded in the Bible.
我们诸位朋友还没有什么问题。
Any other questions?
对刚刚 Eric 的见证，或者我们从圣经所插考的，有没有
Regarding Eric's testimony and whatever we just heard, if you have any question, you are welcome to raise them up.
欢迎诸位朋友以后也继续跟我们到教会里面来一起敬拜神查考道理。
We also welcome our friends to continue to come to our church and study with us.
那我们等一下要祷告。
And now we're going to pray.
我们教会的祷告可能跟一般教会不太一样。
And our church prayer is a little bit different from other church's prayer.
第一个我们跪下来。
First we kneel down.
跪代表我们对神的尊敬。
Kneeling down represents our respect to our God.
圣经有没有例子呢？
Is there an example in the Bible?
有，主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告是跪下。
For example, when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was kneeling down.
这代表我们的谦卑。
It represents our humility.
第二个，眼睛合起来的，帮助我们专心。
Second, we close our eyes so it would help us concentrate.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
最重要要用我们的心来敬拜他。
So it's most important that we worship him with spirit.
那第三个，我们祷告的时候，第一句话念出来，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
And third, and when we pray, we start with, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，你如果奉我的名祷告，天父就要垂听。
Lord Jesus said that if you pray in my name, then the Father in heaven will hear our prayer.
主耶稣的名非常有权柄。
The name of Christ has carried such power.
奉耶稣的名可以行神迹，可以赶鬼，可以医病。
So when you do things in the name of Christ, you can cast out demons, you can perform miracles.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名念出来一次。
So when we pray, we say that we'll pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们就从心里面来赞美神。
Then we begin to praise God from our heart.
我们念哈利路亚或者哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
We say,Hallelujah, oh Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那就这样很专心想神就在你的前面，你在赞美他，你有什么需要都可以告诉他。
Then we concentrate that God is right in front of us. We can praise Him, and whatever needs we have, we can plead it to Him.
很奇妙，就这样，我们就可以体会到圣灵。
And miraculously, by praying this way, we can experience God Himself.
那得到圣灵以后，我们在灵界里面那个追求又更上一层楼。
And after receiving Holy Spirit, our pursuit in spirituality can be further.
因为神的灵已经在我们身上。
Because the Spirit of God has come upon us.
那我们来唱一首诗哈，然后我们再来祷告。
And let us sing a hymn, and we can pray afterwards.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me. 在哪里 ？Breathe on me. OK, 483。483。
483.
Please stand up.
Oh,
在一般的布道会里面，最常听到的一节圣经节是《罗马书》第十章第十节。
In our evangelical service, the verse that we most often is Romans chapter 4 verse 4.
心里相信，口里承认，就得救了。
If you believe in your heart and you will be saved.
这个是圣经里面的一节。
This is the verse we call it in Romans.
但是主耶稣也提到另外一节圣经节。
But Lord Jesus also mentioned another verse.
我们看一节哈，约翰福音三章五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节。
Book of John chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。”
Chapter 3 verse 5.Jesus answered, Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果我们的信仰是为着得救，
If our faith is for the sake of receiving salvation,
所谓得救就是进入神的国。
And salvation meaning that we want to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣提到有两个要件。
And Jesus mentioned there are two elements.
一个是从水生。
First is to reborn from water.
第二个是从圣灵生。
A second is to reborn from spirit.
所以如果我们经过这个两个步骤，我们的得救就很有把握。
So if we went through these two steps, then we have assurance with our salvation.
从水生就是要接受洗礼。
And to be reborn with water means that we need to receive water baptism.
就是圣经里面记载那个一洗。
Which is the one baptism recorded in the Bible.
那从圣灵生呢？
And what about reborn through the Spirit?
就是得圣灵。
Means that to receive Holy Spirit.
得圣灵是我们进天国的凭据。
Receiving Spirit, Holy Spirit is a guarantee to enter into the kingdom of God.
靠着圣灵来改变更新我们。
And we can rely on Holy Spirit to renew and refresh us.
所以得圣灵很重要。
So it's very important to receive Holy Spirit.
这跟我们的得救有关系。
Because it has to do with our salvation.
所以我们最后要来祷告，大概五分钟。
In conclusion, we're going to pray for about 5 minutes.
就是用灵言来祷告。
We will pray in spirit.
但是如果还没有得圣灵的啊，你就听他会念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
For those who have not received Holy Spirit, just say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那你会发现周围很多的人，当他念哈利路亚、赞美耶稣，他是舌头会剪动，讲一种听不懂的话，就说方言。
And you will notice people around you might start with saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and they begin to speak in tongues.
所以欢迎诸位朋友，你可以跟我们一起来祷告，祈求圣灵。
So we welcome our friends to join us to pray for Holy Spirit.
但是如果你不习惯呢，坐着也没有关系。
But if you are not used to, you're welcome to sit down as well.
那我们现在要一起来祷告。
And now we're going to all pray together.
在结束之前，我们一起来祷告。
So before we conclude our service, let's all kneel down and pray.
一起来祈祷。